Shayfer Pesuk of Lulav Mechum Megillah and Hanukkah. Or he says mitzvahs of kinyanim like tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, and maika. All these mitzvahs you say shachyanu. He says also mitzvahs that are not tader and not so mitzuya, like he says they're similar to mitzvahs that come mizman lezman, which is the hagdara that the Gemara gives when you're mechayv to say shachyanu. Kegoyin milas benoi upidyan benoi. Those mevarach alav b'shas asiyah shachyanu v'kimanu. Those you make a bracha of shachyanu. Any mitzvah mizman lezman, or mitzvahs of kinyanim like tzitzis and tefillin, or mitzvahs that are not mizman lezman, they don't have a set time that they come, but they're not shchiach, not tader, so maybe you make a shachyanu. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rambam, but he argues, he starts off, the Shulchan Aruch starts off, sorry, I should really finish. The Rambam does say that that's only by mitzvahs that you're doing by yourself. Echad ha'isa mitzvah atzmai. He says, a mitzvah that you're oisa l'acherim, eina mevarach shachyanu, ela al mitzvah shas l'atzmai. Only for a mitzvah that you do on your own, it's your own mitzvah, so it's your own simcha, so you make shachyanu, but if you're doing it for someone else, if you're a shlich for someone else, you don't make shachyanu on such a mitzvah. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. He says, "Kesha'av atzmai moyelas benoi." If the father himself is doing the bris, mevarach shachyanu. V'mamoyel hu ha'acher, yesh ayim shein sham berach shachyanu. The Shulchan Aruch says that when a moyel is doing the bris, then yesh ayim that you don't make a shachyanu, because it's not his own mitzvah. It's not the shlich mitzvah. It's the father's mitzvah. And then he brings the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Lo'el ma'av mevarach shachyanu al kol milu milu." You always make a shachyanu. The Gaon says, because the Rambam holds that shluch is adam kamaisa even by mila, so when the shliach, when the male is doing the bris, it's as if the father is doing it, so the father himself is doing the mitzvah, so the father can make a shachyanu even by the bris. And mistam the Shulchan Aruch, maybe it's chelik, the shach and the ktseis hold that there's no shlichus by mila, so it's as if someone random is doing the mitzvah, so the father can't make a shachyanu in such a case. And for sure not the shlich, it's not his own mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch says, "V'chein nagu b'chol malchus eretz Yisrael, v'soryu s'viveisel malchus Mitzrayim." This minig of making shachyanu by bris, they're nagin eretz Yisrael and all s'vivis and Mitzrayim. That's a minig. And the Rama goes, and this is how we pass the mirror. B'medinas elu nagin shloy levarach shachyanu. You don't make a shachyanu. Afilu k'shav atzmoi. Mol benoi, even if the father himself is mol benoi, he says unless it's interesting. He brings from the Maril unless in loisha mol benoi bechar shechayv lechdoise, unless he's being mal his oldest child, his bechar, that there's a chiv pidna ben. So instead of making the shachyanu b'shas pidna ben, which the Gemara says in Psachim that you make shachyanu over there, you'll make it b'shas mila and you won't make it b'shas pidna ben, which is a little interesting. You'll make it earlier b'shas the mila you're not mechayv to make. And you never make, but if it's your oldest kid, you're going to make b'shas the pidna ben. So then you're mechayiv to make a b'shas the milah instead of the pidna ben. Maybe we'll get to that later. But the Rambam, that's what Paskin says. B'mdinas elu noigin shloy levarach shachyanu. So in chutz la'aretz we taka don't make a shachyanu, and the shach says even we don't even paskin like the Rambam that if noy b'char we still don't make a shachyanu by milah. And in Eretz Yisrael the taka noig like the Shulchan Aruch says like the Rambam to make a shachyanu. There are some kilos. I saw Chabad and Bells in Eretz Yisrael don't make shachyanu, and Chaim Berlin Kaidu makes shachyanu even in Chutz La'aretz. So there are different. What?
Ashkenazim.
Ashkenazim. I don't know. Sfaradim do like the Shulchan Aruch, like that.
Every time or the first time?
This is every time. It's all every time. I'll call Milo Milo's Lashon Ram. They make. I'll call Milo. I saw B'yash, someone asked B'yash if he lives in Eretz Yisrael, he went to Chutz La'aretz and he had a baby there, and he's planning Daiti Lachse to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Could he make a Shachyanu? And B'yash said he shouldn't make a Shachyanu, and it's a Brach Levatol if he does. That was a tzad. There's a lot of Rishonim get involved. Why Taka don't you make it? What's a tzad? The Rama says you don't make a Shachyanu, why wouldn't you make a Shachyanu? Taisvis in Sukkah asks why by mitzvahs lulav Sukkah you make a shachyanu, and by Mila, by Pidna Ben you make a shachyanu, by Mila you don't make a shachyanu. So he says, Tosis says, interesting thing, he says that by, and he says, Tosis has a riot, he says that in Pirkei Rav Elazar, it says all the brachas that you make, alamilo, lachnisa, it doesn't say anything about shachyanu. So it's mashma, you don't say shachyanu. Tosis says, because lulav and sukkah and shayf and all these mitzvahs, he says there's simcha by those mitzvahs. Mashen by mila, there's no simcha. That's what Tosis says. Why exactly there's more simcha by these mitzvahs over mila, is not so clear. I heard a few shirim over sukkahs about them, but Tosis says that there's no simcha. There's Tosis in Erevin, he brings some Tosis Shantz, and there's and Rabbi Tam also says that this is a more famous reason. The reason why you don't make a shachianu by mila is because tzara diinuka, there's a gemara in Ksubas that says that by Shav Brachas you say shasimcha b'mayinai, because there's such great simcha by Shav Brachas, and by mila you don't say shasimcha b'mayinai by benching, because tzara diinuka, which doesn't mean the tzara of the kid. The Rishonim say means the tzara of the father that he's having when his kid is crying and is in pain. The Rekech says that he's trudim with the kid, he's tired with him. So you don't say shasimcha b'mayinai because of tzara diinuka. And Taisa says, b'shem Tais Shantz, that you won't say, that you don't say shachyanu also because there's tzar. You need to have a shpit simcha, and by mila there's tzar. So I saw the Rajba asks that, the Rajba in Shuvas asks that shachyanu, he says, is not tali in simcha. Shachyanu is tali in getting a teyels, in getting a benefit. A person can make a shachyanu even if he's b'tzar. The Gemara says that if someone loses his father, then he makes a baruch dynamis, and also he makes a teva metiv on a yerusha. If he gets a big yerusha, he makes a teva metiv. And the Gemara says that that's only when he has brothers, when he's sharing the simcha, but when he's on his own, he makes a shachyanu. So clearly, even when he's bitzar, he's in avelis, he still makes a shachyanu. And Eliezer Feldman told me also the shitas hagoyim. The halach is we don't make a shachyanu. Shachan Aruch Pasen, you don't make a shachyanu during the 9 days. And the Gaon says that it's a chumri yisera because it's a chumri yisera, and he brings a raya from this Gemara that someone loses his father, he still says shachyanu on the Yerusha even though he's Bavelis. The Rajba says that a person can be bitzar and still make a shachyanu. The reason why we don't make a shachyanu, the reason why the halach of shachyanu l'mashal by Yerusha is whenever he's having tayelis, whenever he's having a benefit, he got a big Yerusha. It might be a sad time, but he got a big Yerusha. Is what to make a shachyanu. So by mila, very nice is tzara diinuka. Might be a little sad, not so gishmak, but if there's a benefit, we'll see exactly what the benefit is. But if there's a benefit, so then you should make a shachyanu. So tzara diinuka shouldn't be enough of a reason to not make a shachyanu. The Mordechai in Shabbos brings from Rabbeinu Simcha, and the Geis Maimnes brings it also in the end of Hilchos Mila. He says a very interesting reason. The Gemara says that a person makes a Teiva Meitu when he shares a Simcha, and he makes a Shachianu when it's his own Simcha and he's not sharing. So the Gemara asks Akasha that the Braisa says that you make a Shachianu when it's when you make a teiva meitiv, when a person's noel ben zach, when he has a kid, a ben zach, he makes a teiva meitiv. So how can you tell me that when you're sharing a simcha, who are you sharing a simcha with? Yeah, it's your own simcha, so why do you make a teiva meitiv? So the Gemara says that you're sharing it with your wife. It's a simcha for your wife also, so that's why you make a teiva meitiv. Ben Hanami, if it's by your own simcha, then you make a shachyon. So Zachter, ben simcha, the guy's mindness brings down, he says that by Milo, also, with the mother, she's also besimcha, just like the Gemara says. By Nel ben Zachar, she's besimcha, so you don't make a shachyanu. So he says, what about by Pidna ben that you do make a shachyanu? What happened to the mother over there? Why is she not besimcha? He says the hasam lack a simcha, ela simchas kiyam a mitzvah. By Pidna Ben, the whole simcha is the simcha's kima mitzvah. The father's mechayiv in the simcha, and the mother's in the mitzvah, and the mother's not mechayiv in the mitzvah. And by Mila, even though the mitzvah is only on the father, not on the mother, even though she's not mechayiv, mikol makam simcha hi b'yoyim habris. sounds like he's saying, besides for the mitzvah, maybe the mitzvah is not a great simcha like Taisa says, but there's the Yom HaBris is a Yom Tov for the father, and it's Yom Tov for the mother also. Her son is being Nichnas LeBris. So Mamela, they can't make Shachiyam because it's a shared simcha. So Mamela, that's why I don't say Shachiyam. That's what the Rabbeinu Simcha says to answer this, Kasha, why by Mila don't we make Shachiyam? So the Gain asks on this Rabbeinu Simcha that, first of all, very nice you don't make Shachiyanu, but why didn't we make a Teva Metiv? It's Shir Tzimchi, make a Teva Metiv. That's number one, but he also says, he argues on Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha says that the reason why you're making the reason why you're not making a Shachiyanu is because it's a joint Simcha, because the Simcha is the Yema Bris, which is the Yom Tiv of Bris, that the Aviyah Ben doesn't say Tachnan, and he's in. And his in of Suda, so it's Yom Tov. So he's sharing that with his wife, and Memeli don't make Shachiyanu. Correct the Gain. That's not true. That's not the Shachiyanu. You're not making Shachiyanu on the Yom HaBris. You're making Shachiyanu on the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is dafka by him, and not the wife. So he argues on Rabbeinu Simcha and says that the Shachiyanu you're making is on the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is only by the father. And it's by one person, so you should make a Shachiyanu. It's not a reason not to make a Shachiyanu. That's what he asks on Rabbeinu Simcha. So, there is a Taisus that Taisin Ervin Dafmem is also mavur like Rabbeinu Simcha. Taisin Ervin Dafmem says that Rabbeinu Yakar once had it that it was a Tisha B'Av Nidcha and there was a Bris. And after Mincha, he says, they sat down to eat the Suda. The Aviyah Ben, he broke his fast, and he sat down to eat the Suda because of the Yom Tov. And Taisa says that, Shtein Pasuk, Sasa Mechei L'Mersacha, so you see there's a Yom Tov on the Yom HaBris. And that's why he was able to break his Suda. In fact, Taisa says, so why don't we say Shachiyanu? And Taisa says, because it's Tzara D'Yanuka. But it sounds like Taisa's wants that the Shachiyanu should be because of the Yom HaBris, it's a Yom Tov, so you make a Shachiyanu. Which sounds like a Ben Simcha, that's the reason why you make a Shachiyanu. So by the way, we have two reasons why you make a Shachiyanu, is either because of the Yom Tov that the Aviyah Ben has on the Yom HaBris, or is it because of the mitzvah, like the guy says, you're doing a mitzvah. Like by Pidna Ben, the mitzvah is Mechayv Shachiyanu, so too the Milo. It's very interesting. Beis Hillel that's brought down on the Shulchan Aruch on the bottom, which sounds like he has a third tzad. Beis Hillel asks a kash like this. Ram says you're mechayiv Shachiyanu al kol milo milo. Frak to Beis Hillel that there's a Shulchan Aruch paskins that bein amitzarim we don't make a Shachiyanu, except if you're paid to your son for pidna ben, then you can make a Shachiyanu. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Aruch Haim. So by Pidna Ben, during the 9 days, you can make a Shachiyanu. So Frecht the Beis Hillel, he asks the Kasha that according to the Rambam, you're supposed to make a Shachiyanu on every bris. I'll call Milo Milo. So that means if the Pidna Ben falls out during the 9 days, 23 days before that was his bris. And the father made a Shachiyanu on by the bris, according to the Rambam. So he asks, how can you make two Shachiyanus? How can you make two Shachiyanus? You can make one by the bris and one by the pidna ben. You can't make two Shachiyanus. So he says, Venera, it must be that the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, is talking about if the father wasn't around to make a Shachiyanu by the bris. He wasn't around. So Memela, he didn't make a Shachiyanu by the bris, and the pidna ben falls out in 9 days. So Memela, he makes Shachiyanu. But it can't be that the father was around. He says, what are you going to tell me that you make shnei palm shachianu? Dain b'shas milu b'shas pidna ben zeinai deloy mitzina b'shul makom levarich shnei palm shachianu. We don't find anywhere 2 times you make a shachianu. So the question is, what do you mean we don't find anywhere? We just had sukkah, and the next day we make a mulav. By Megillah we have the first day, the second day we make shachianus. We say to making 2 shachianus. Teretz is there's 2 mitzvahs. One's on sukkah, one's on mulav, one's on Megillah, one's on the second day or the day Megillah or the mitzvah sayim. But we say making 2 shachiyanus, not a problem to make 2 shachiyanus. You don't make 2 shachiyanus on one thing. So there are 2 mitzvahs, this Milah and this Pidna Ben. Why is that considered making shachiyanu twice? why is that considered making too many shachianus on one thing? It sounds like from the Beis Hillel that Pidna Ben and Shachianu, it's not, you're not making on the mitzvah or even on the Yom Tov, so then it would be two separate things. It sounds like on the Mila itself, that there's a Tzad HaShav between Mila and Pidna Ben, which could be, I was thinking, that Mila, besides for the mitzvah and the Yom Tov, but you're being mashlim the chesaron that your kid had. He was an Arul, and now you're turning him into a Klei Kibul for Torah. You're being mashlim your kid. So that's the shachayan, that's the simcha that you're having. And Pidna Ben is a little different, but it's also the kid wasn't ready for life until you're paid to him. You need to be paid to him, and until you're paid to him, he's not fully developed to he's not fully developed. You didn't finish everything that needs to be done for this kid to be able to do the rest of the mitzvahs. So both Mila and Pidna Ben are the same inyan, that the simcha is you're being mashlim the chesaron that the kid has, and it's a personal simcha that you're being mashlim your kid. You're doing ashlama to what your kid needs to be able to go through life. So memelo for Beis Hillel, two shachianos on one thing. You already made it by Mila. Why are you making it again by Pidna Ben? Even though you're doing more, but it's the same inyan. You don't even make two shachianos on that one same inyan. The Rekech says that the reason why you don't make shachianu is because the reason why you don't make shachianu is because the kid is not yet out of 30 days that he's not going to be that he's not a nafel anymore. Kobi is a nafel, so Mila you can't make a shachianu. That's what he says, you can't make shachianu. So all the Rishonim asking him, the Rajba says, what do you mean? Linyan Shabbos, if he was a nafel, you can't touch him. He's Mukta. Linyan Shabbos, Linyan Shabbos HaChomer, we're makel that he's not a nafel. Why? Because we go with the right. It's Kala Chadasha. So why in the world should we be Chayshish that he's a nafel when it comes to the Shachianu of Milam? So it could be like this. The reason is not because it's not a big enough simcha because he might be a nafel. But if the simcha is the shlama that you're doing to your kid, if there's a tzad is an eifel, it's only mushlam after 30 days when he goes out from being an eifel. So then that's a full shlama. The kid's ready to go on to life. But until then, you don't have a pratik shlama, and middle you can't make a shachianu until after 30 days. I was thinking one afkamina. This is very interesting. My father was telling me over a dik in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, very interesting, that by Purim, we know you make a Shachianu the second day, and you're supposed to be mechaven that the Shachianu not only goes on the Mikra Megillah, but also on all the mitzvah sayin, on the Sudas Mitzvah, on the Sudas Purim, on the Mishleich Manas, the Matan Savyanim, and all the mitzvah sayin. Zakta Meshbru, Vinochim Lachavin, he's bringing from the Prima Gadim. Vinochim Lachavin Bebirch Shachianu, Gam Al Mashlech Manus to Sud's Perm, Shem Gam Ken Mitzvahs. Vyoidia Zel Shlech Tzibur, and you should be Maidia the Shlech Tzibur Hamavarich, the boy Kavanah Shemeh Umashmiah. You need Kavanah Shemeh Umashmiah, you need to make sure the Shlech Tzibur, the person who's making the bracha, set is Mechavin for these four mitzvahs, because you need Kavanah Shemeh Umashmiah. Now the question is very interesting, because what do I care if the shlich tzibur is mechavin that it's going on all four mitzvahs? I'm being mechavin that it's going on all four mitzvahs. He's being mechavin to be mitzvah mi shachiyam. So what do I care on what he's mechavin that the shachiyam should be? If I'm being mechavin what I want it to be on, so it should work for me. I'll take a shachiyam and I'll use it for whatever I want. It sounds like in the Mishnah Berurah that you can't just. The shachianu is chal on what it is. It means if someone's making a shachianu because they had a girl, and someone else is making a shachianu because he wants to be in kind of mitzvah lulav and is making a shachianu on that mitzvah, then you can't just be mitzi someone with a shachianu. You can't say I'm making a shachianu and it should work for your reason. Each shachianu is chal on its reason.
You yourself could make a shachianu on two separate things, like we have a fruit and a
shachianu. So you're mechan, it's for those things.
What?
You can make a shachianu for two things. You say that you're being mechal on two things. But if I'm making a shachianu for one thing, my shachianu is a shachianu on the simcha of having a girl, and now I'm trying to be mighty with that shachianu, it's a different shachianu. If you're mechavin that we should make kaina and
shouldn't it work by gerbil, it works by other things.
What? What?
Do
you want to do?
Like you said.
No. But the Mishmur is medoyek that you need to be that the Shachiyanu needs to be specifically on the thing that you wanted to work for. So the question is like this, and with this I'll finish. Question is, let's say I know Rabbi Yashiv used to have a bunch of brisim lined up in front in the caravan. A bunch of people wanted him to be sandik, so he had a bunch of brisim lined up. He used to be sandik and he jumped to the next one, the next one, the next one, and he used to go from bris to bris. So what's the halacha? Well, one person gets up and he says, I want to be mitzvah everyone shachianu. And I told me, shachianu, I'll do the shachianus for everyone and it'll work for everyone. So if it's for the mitzvah, we're all doing a mitzvah of mila. So just like you can mitzvah one shachianu, be mitzvah all the kriyas megillas or lula or shayfer, so why not? But if it's for, and the yomtiv, you're clear about it, but if it's for the hashlama of the kid, kipshut, it should be telling every single kid, and maybe you wouldn't be able to mitzvah him with mitzvah everyone else with the shachianu.
Yeah.